Let's read the book of Galatians in the New Testament, chapter 6.
新约圣经加拉太书第六章。
The book of Galatians in the New Testament, chapter 6.
第一节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another.
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
For each one shall bear his own load.
在道理上受教的，当把一切虚用的供给施教的人。
And let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches.
不要自欺。神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption.But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith.
请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢。
See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ.
他们那些受割礼的，连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过要借着你们的肉体夸口。
For those who are circumcised do not even keep the law themselves, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh.
但我断不以别的夸口。只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But may it never be that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人。
But neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
凡照此理而行的，愿平安、怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。
And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God.
从今以后，人都不要搅扰我。因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿门。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们早晨何等感谢你。实在是你的爱再一次招聚我们在你自己的面前。
Lord, this morning we're so thankful to you. It is truly that your love that gathered us together here.
感谢你常将你自己的宝贵，让你自己的美丽向我们显现。
We thank you that you often show us your, how precious you are and how beautiful you are to us.
我们说我们的心单单爱你。
We want to say that our love only love you.
你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
You are our Lord. There is no good beside thee.
愿早晨你再一次来夺我们每个人的心。
May this morning your love capture each one of our hearts.
因为你是我们杯中的份。
Because you are our cup and our portion.
你是我们的产业，直到永远。
You are our inheritance forever and ever.
感谢你把你的自己这样的给了我们。
We thank you that you've given yourself to us.
早晨我们愿再一次谦卑地来到你自己话语的面前。
This morning we humble ourselves before your word.
愿你的爱再一次地来浇灌在我们的里面。
May you pour out your love within us.
让我们不仅爱主我们的神。
So not only do we love our God, our Father.
愿你的爱充满在你教会的里面。
But your love will also fill your church.
愿我们能够彼此切实的相爱。
So that we can truly love one another.
愿你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
May your will be accomplished in us.
我们仰望你，借着圣灵把你的话向我们解开。
We look to you and look to the Spirit to open up your word for us.
你的恩典这样来托住我们。
Your grace will lift us up.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, Lord, our Christ, our Jesus, Lord, our God, we pray.
Amen. 加拉太书特别讲到基督的福音。
The book of Galatians particularly mentioned the gospel of Christ.
什么是基督的福音呢？
What is the gospel of Christ?
在第一章里面，他特别告诉我们说，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
In chapter 1, we heard that God was pleased to reveal his son in us.
这里告诉我们基督的福音不是别的，就是神的儿子。
Here it tells us that the gospel of Christ is nothing else but his son.
加拉太书不是在讲另外的福音。
The book of Galatians does not mention another gospel.
加拉太书所讲的福音和罗马书讲的福音是同一个福音。
The gospel mentioned in Galatians is the same gospel mentioned in Romans.
在罗马书里面我们知道那里讲到神的福音。
In the book of Romans, we heard about the gospel of God.
那里说到论到他的儿子我主耶稣基督。
When it talks about the Son of God, my Christ Jesus.
按肉身说是大卫的后裔。
In the flesh, he is a descendant of David.
但是按照圣山的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
However, through the Holy Spirit, because he rose again from the dead, he is the Son of God.
神的福音就是神的儿子。
So the gospel of God is God's Son.
只有一个福音就是我们的主耶稣基督。
There's only one gospel, which is Jesus Christ our Lord.
他就是神的福音。
He is the gospel of God.
不过在罗马书那里特别重在道理的一面。
However, in the book of Romans, the emphasis is on the theology.
在加拉太书这边特别重在经历的一面。
In the book of Galatians, the emphasis is on the experience.
所以这里特别说到神将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
So here it particularly mentions that the Son of God is revealed in us.
弟兄姊妹，神只有一个启示。
God only has one revelation, brothers and sisters.
神只盼望人来认识他的儿子。
God only wants people to know his son.
神在他儿子以外没有启示。
There's no other revelation outside of his son.
神没有什么样的所谓的工作启示给我们。
God does not have any other revelation of work to us.
也没有什么样的所谓教会的模型启示给我们。
God also did not reveal a model of church to us.
弟兄姊妹，神只有一个启示。
Brothers and sisters, God only has one revelation.
神的启示就是他的儿子。
God's revelation is his son.
弟兄姊妹，神只有一个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, God only has one desire.
就让我们来认识他的儿子。
Which is for us to know his son.
让我们得着他的儿子。
So that we can gain his son.
因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的丰丰富富的在他的儿子的里面。
Because the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form in his son.
在他儿子以外其实神没有什么可以再给我们的。
Outside of his son, there's nothing else that God can give us.
神所要给我们都放在他儿子的里面一起给了我们。
whatever God wants to give us, He puts it all in His Son to give to us.
所以我们看见在旧约里面，先知这样一直的劝勉我们。
So we see that in the Old Testament, the prophets keep urging us.
你们务要认识耶和华。
You need to know the Lord Jehovah God.
极力追求认识他。
Press on to know the Lord.
他出现必如晨光。
His going forth is as certain as the
dawn. 他临到我们像甘雨。
He will come to us like the rain.
像滋润田地的春雨一样。
Like the spring rain watering the earth.
弟兄姊妹。神的儿子是我们一切问题的解答。
Brothers and sisters, the Son of God is the resolution of all of our questions.
什么时候我们遇见神的儿子，什么时候我们的难处就解决了。
Anytime we meet His Son, our problems are resolved.
也许我们今天在黑暗的里面。
Maybe today we're in darkness.
可能我们寻求了很久，但是我们出不来。
Maybe we have sought a way out, but we cannot get out.
好像这个捆绑一直的绑在我们的身上。
It is as if this bondage is always on us.
这里说他出现必如晨光。
Here it says that His going forth is as
certain as dawn. 神的儿子是我们唯一的拯救。
The Son of God is our only salvation.
什么时候我们遇见神的儿子，什么时候我们就被带到光中。
Anytime we see the Son, we are in light.
黑暗就要过去。
And the darkness will pass away.
我们就要活在他的光中。
And we will live in light.
虽然有的时候我们感到干旱疲乏无水之地。
Sometimes we are in the weary and dry land.
有的时候我们跟随主，我们已经走不下去了。
Sometimes we follow the Lord, we feel like we cannot continue anymore.
有的时候我们看见这四围的环境是这样的软弱。
And we see the circumstances around us.
我们的眼睛好像被这些的人事物完全抓住了。
And our eyes are captured by all these things, matters, and activities.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们遇见神的儿子
？However, whenever we meet the Son,
我们看见春雨降下了。
We just see the spring rain coming down.
滋润田地的甘雨降下了。
And the rain that is watering the earth.
我们好像从死里复活一样。
It's like we have risen from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，不要在神的儿子以外再寻求拯救。
Brothers and sisters, do not seek any more salvation other than the Son of God.
在神的儿子以外没有拯救。
Because there's no other salvation other than the Son of God.
在他以外别无拯救。
Because outside of Him there's no salvation.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿子是我们唯一的拯救。
Because the Son of God is our only salvation.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
他是我们唯一的盼望。
He is our only hope.
所以我们看见。在这个里面我们看见说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
So we see that here he is pleased to reveal his son in us.
我们所有的难处都因着神的儿子我们就得到了解答。
And all our difficulties will be resolved in the his son.
神的儿子是我们一切难处的解答。
The son of God resolves all our problems.
弟兄姊妹这是实在是太大的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great gospel.
神不是把一些事物把一些道理赐给我们。
God did not give us just some things and some theology.
神乃是把他的儿子给了我们。
He has given us His Son.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
He is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是太荣耀的福音。
This is a glorious gospel.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅他要把他的儿子启示在我们里面。
Not only is He going to reveal His Son in us.
我们读到后面看见说，神的儿子还要活在我们的里面。
We see later on that the Son of God is living in us.
在第二章二十节，我们那里看到说，我以与他一同钉十字架。
In chapter 2:20, we see that I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
在我们没有得救之前
，Before we were saved,
我们听到神儿子为我们死了。
We heard that the Son of God died for us.
他在十字架上担当了我们一切的罪。
He bore all our sins on the cross.
所以我们就不必死了。
So that we no longer need to die.
我们不必再受审判了。
We don't need to be judged.
审判已经过了。
Because the judgment has passed.
我们在神的面前已经完全得称为义了。
Because before God we have been justified.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great gospel.
但是我们蒙恩得救以后
，However, after we've been saved by grace,
我们怎样过基督徒的生活呢
？How do we live as a Christian?
我们是不是要找一套的这个方法，我们来过我们基督徒的生活呢
？Do we have to find a set of methods to live this Christian life？
我们怎样的能够来讨神的喜悦呢
？How are we going to please God？
我们每天要读几章的圣经才算属灵呢
？How many chapters of the Bible do we have to read before we can be considered spiritual？
我们要怎样的服事才能够达到神的标准呢
？How are we going to serve in order to reach the standard of God？
弟兄姊妹，在我们蒙恩得救以后，你发现我们有一个很大的难处。
Brothers and sisters, after we've been saved by grace, we have a great difficulty.
就是我们怎么活？
which is how are we going to
我们怎么活才能讨神的喜悦呢
How are we going to live to please God?
弟兄姊妹我们蒙恩得救以后你看见这里的福音更大
Brothers and sisters, after we've been saved by grace, you see that the gospel here is even greater.
现在活着的不再是我
It is no longer I who
live. 我已经与基督同钉十字架
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督活在我们里面
But Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹这实在太大的福音了
This is such a great gospel.
是他在我们里面活
It is he who is living in us.
弟兄姊妹这是福音呢
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel.
不是我们有许多的规条在那里活
It is not that we have a lot of regulations to live by.
我们辛辛苦苦在那里活
That we live with such a earnestness.
弟兄姊妹福音告诉我们是基督在我们里面活
The gospel tells us that Christ is living in us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太大的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great gospel.
我们今天在信心的里面。
Today, by faith.
靠着圣灵。
By the Spirit.
你发现这个生命就非常的活。
You see that this life is indeed very lively.
基督这个生命在我们里面就一直都活。
So this life of Christ in us is very lively.
不仅它活。
Not only is it lively.
而且它还一直的长大。
It is also growing.
一直长大到一个地步。
It grows to a certain extent.
我们得着儿子的名分
That we receive adoption as sons.
你看这个福音多么荣耀
You see what a glorious gospel this is.
神把他的儿子启示在我们里面
God reveals his son in us.
神的儿子活在我们的里面
The son of God lives in us.
到了第四章你看见基督成形在我们的里面
And in chapter 4 you see that Christ is formed in us.
弟兄姊妹这是神的福音
这是加拉太给我们看见的福音 This is what the gospel is shown in the book of Galatians
如果我们是这样的来领受来经历这个福音
If we receive and experience this gospel accordingly
发现在我们生命中就有一个自然的一个结果
There's a natural outcome in our life
就在第五章里告诉我们就是那里的一个释放
We see that there's a setting free in chapter 5.
还是活在自由的里面
We are living in freedom.
有许多的朋友跟我讲他们不敢信主
A lot of gospel friends tells me that they are afraid to believe in the Lord.
信主以后就做地狱之子了
Because if you believe in that, become a Christian, you become sons of hell.
实在是一个受捆绑的生活
This is a life living under bondage.
受太多的限制
It is a life under a lot of restrictions.
一点都不自由
There's no freedom whatsoever.
所以人对于这个信主有许多的误会。
So there are a lot of misunderstandings about people.
这里面给我们看见神的福音不是叫我们受捆绑。
But we see here that the gospel of God is not for us to be under bondage.
神的福音乃是叫我们得自由。
The gospel of God is for us to get freedom.
因为人今天很多时候不知道什么是真正的捆绑。
Because men nowadays don't know what true bondage is.
人以为外面的环境是捆绑。
People think that outward conditions are a bondage. They feel that outward restrictions is a bondage.
的限制是个捆绑。
They feel that bodily restriction is a bondage.
真正的捆绑不是在外面。
The true bondage is not on the outside.
真正的捆绑在我们的里面。
The true bondage is inside us.
罪的权势是真正的捆绑。
The dominion of sin is true bondage.
死亡的权势真正的捆绑。
The dominion of death is true bondage.
魔鬼是真正的捆绑。
Satan is true bondage.
我们的己生命是真正的捆绑。
Our self-life is true bondage.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在基督里得着了完全的释放，得着了完全的自由。
Today in Christ we get true freedom and we are set free.
这里说我们要站稳了，不要再被奴仆的恶所辖制。
And it says here that we need to keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
这个福音乃是让我们得自由。
This gospel is enabling us to get freedom.
可是有的时候在我们经历里面，你发现我们不自由。
However, experientially, we are not free.
虽然在地位上我们真的都自由了。
However, even though in the position we are in the freedom of position.
但有的时候你发现情欲、肉体还在那里辖制我们。
However, a lot of times that passions and desires are still keeping us in bondage.
所以他后面告诉我们说，我们要实际的来进入这样的自由，不是靠着行律法。
So here it talks about to practically entering into this freedom. It is not by the work of law.
律法不仅不能叫我们自由。
Not only can the law not give us freedom.
反而让我们受情欲的受肉体的捆绑。
Furthermore, the law can cause us to be under the bondage of flesh.
罪恶的捆绑。
We'll be under the bondage of sin.
因为律法就是罪的权势。
Because the law is the dominion of sin.
所以这里面给我们看见说我们乃是凭着信心。
So here it tells us that we have to act by faith.
弟兄姊妹，活在信心里面，我们就和主联合在一起。
When we're living by faith, we are in union with the Lord.
我们不仅和他的死联合在一起。
Not only are we in union with his death,
我们也和他复活的形状上联合。
We're also united with him in the likelihood of his resurrection.
联合。
Through death, we're in union with him.
我们就脱离了罪、死亡这一切的捆绑。
So we are out of the bondage of sin and death.
接着和他的复活的形状上跟他联合。
Because we're united with him in the likelihood of his resurrection.
发现我们就可以活在爱的生命的里面。
Therefore, we can live this life of love.
在爱里面，我们就非常的自由。
In love, we are indeed very free.
在圣灵里面，我们就非常的自由。
In the Holy Spirit, we're very free.
所以你发现自由这件事，实际上如果你仔细想的话，它是有范围的。
So if you consider this matter carefully, the word freedom actually connotates some limitations.
没有一种的自由是不受限制的。
There's not one kind of freedom that is not limitation.
这是非常矛盾的一件事情。
This is a little bit in conflict.
一个人如果在场上他要自由的打篮球比赛的话。
If somebody wants to freely play basketball in the basketball court.
他必须受这一个篮球的这个规则的限制。
He has to be limited by the regulations of the basketball.
他如果不受这个规则的限制，他就 out， 他就出去了，他就一点都不自由。
If he does not follow by the basketball rules, he will be outed.
弟兄姊妹，火车如果不在这个铁轨上走的话，他就不自由。
Brothers and sisters, if the train is not running on the tracks, it lacked freedom.
弟兄姊妹，我们在家庭里面，你发现当感情出轨的时候就不自由。
Our brothers and sisters, in our family, if our emotions run outside of the tracks, we lack freedom.
自由总是有限制的。
So freedom, of course, has its own limitation.
自由是有范围的。
So freedom has its boundaries.
在基督里的自由是有范围的。
So the freedom in Christ has its boundaries.
在爱里我们就自由。
In love, we are truly free.
在圣灵里面我们就自由。
In the Holy Spirit, we are free.
弟兄姊妹，你发现太稀奇了。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
今天我们可以活在圣灵的里面。
Today we can live in the Holy Spirit.
我们受跟随圣灵。
We follow the Spirit.
我们靠圣灵而行。
We walk by the Spirit.
你就发现那个爱的果子就结出来了。
You see that the fruit of the of love is being born.
这就是我们实际进入这个自由的路。
This is the practical way by which we get into this freedom.
那么到了第五章最后的时候。
Toward the end of chapter 5,
他给我们一个暗示。
There's a hint.
他告诉我们说，在基督里的自由不仅是在爱里面。
The freedom of Christ is not only in love.
不仅是在圣灵里面。
And this freedom is not only found in the Holy Spirit.
也是在基督身体的交通的里面。
This freedom is also found in the fellowship, in the membership of his body.
按照圣灵行事，那一个圣灵行事那个词是指着一个军队在那里行走说的。
Here, when it talks about walking by the Spirit, it is referring to the marching of an army.
不是一个人。
It's not one person.
是在一个交通的里面。
It is in fellowship of the multitudes.
弟兄姊妹，若是不活在基督身体的交通里面，我们就没有真正的自由。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not live in the fellowship, we lack true freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very significant.
因为我们今天因信主耶稣基督，都是神的儿子。
Because today, because we have believed in God, we are all sons of God.
虽然在外面来讲，我们太多的不同。
Even though outwardly we have too many differences,
但是就里面来讲，我们都共享一个生命。
But within us, we all enjoy the same life.
我们都是从上而生的。
We're all born from above.
都是从天上的耶路撒冷生的。
We're all born from the Jerusalem above.
她是我们的母亲。
She is our mother.
我们只有一位的母亲。
We only have one mother.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是从上而生的。
Brothers and sisters, we're all born above.
我们今天是神家里的人。
Today we're of the household of God.
我们是在一个身体的里面。
We're in this one body.
我们肢体虽多，身体却只有一个。
Even though there are many members, we're only of one body.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们身体上的每一个肢体。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at all the members of your own body,
如果它失去了和身体的那个交通的话，它就不会再有自由。
If that member loses fellowship with other members, it lacks freedom.
弟兄姊妹，福音它要产生出这样一个荣耀的结果。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel will produce such glorious results.
要显出这样的一个见证。
And it would manifest such a testimony.
但这个见证必须是在基督身体的交通里面才会产生出来。
But this testimony can only be produced in the fellowship of the body of Christ.
所以我们读主的话，我们看见主一直在这里来提醒我们。
So as we read the word of God, we see that the Lord keeps reminding us.
要极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
That we have to be diligent in preserving the unity of the Spirit.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们知道仇敌今年最恨恶的一件事，就是基督的身体能够显明出来。
The thing that the enemy hates the most is that the body of Christ is being manifested. Because the Lord says he will build his church on the rock.
是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。
So that the power of Hades will not overcome it.
弟兄姊妹，什么被建立起来都有可能被胜过。
Whatever has been built can be overcome.
当教会基督的身体被建立起来的时候，阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
However, when the church, the body of Christ has been built up, the powers of Hades will not overcome it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见今天仇敌用多少的诡计和多少的这个人事物在那里要把我们彼此的分开。
We see that today the enemy has used all kinds of treachery to use people and events and activities to separate us.
他用了一个最主要的一个可以说一个手段。
The main method by which he works,
就是破坏在基督身体里面的交通
which is to destroy the fellowship in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当这个交通被破坏的时候
Brothers and sisters, when this fellowship is being destroyed,
合一的见证就不能够显明出来
The testimony of unity cannot be manifested.
这个福音的目的就不能够实现
And the purpose of the gospel cannot be realized.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常紧要的
Brothers and sisters, this is very significant.
所以我们看第六章的时候，我们看见他特别给我们指出在基督身体里交通的许多重要的原则。
So we see here in chapter 6, it is pointed out to us many important principles by which we have fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这些原则都是非常非常宝贵的。
These precious are very precious. Principles are very precious.
因为很多时候我们要是和我们所喜欢的人交通，这个都很容易的。
Because if we only fellowship with people we like, this is very easy.
上面有些的弟兄姊妹，他们非常的丰富。
Some people have very abundant lives.
他们非常的老练。
And they're proven characters.
和我们这个觉得跟他们交通没有问题的。
We have no problem fellowshiping with them.
好像不需要什么原则，我们都可以交通的。
We don't need any principles to fellowship with them.
但是这里面特别给我们看见一件事。
But here it tells us particularly.
如果你的弟兄，他说，偶然被过犯所胜。
Here it says that even if a brother is caught in any trespass.
这个弟兄，他软弱了。
This brother is weak.
这个弟兄好像没有那么丰富。
This brother is not that full.
这个弟兄甚至有的时候爱世界了。
Maybe this brother even loves the world.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样我们就没有交通了呢？
Is that true that we can have no fellowship?
是不是这个交通就断掉了呢？
Does that mean that our fellowship can be severed?
弟兄姊妹，在基督身体里的这个交通是非常非常宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, the fellowship within brothers and sisters in the body of Christ is very precious.
而且你发现，当我们如果在主里面稍微久一点的话，不小心，一点都不小心，就会让这个交通出现问题。
If we are careless for one moment, we will cause problem in this fellowship.
所以我们特别需要这些在基督身体里面交通的原则。
Therefore, we particularly need the principles for fellowshipping in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the desire of our God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们失去了在基督身体里的交通，我们就不能够享受这个在基督里的完全的自由。
Brothers and sisters, if we've lost the fellowship in the body of Christ, then we cannot enjoy.The freedom in Christ.
这件事我想对于我们每个弟兄姊妹来讲都是非常非常紧要的。
So this is very important to every single brother and sister here.
那我们这里看见他给我们看见有许多方面的原则。
We see a different aspects of these principles.
他首先告诉我们说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Verse 1, brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted.
中文圣经翻成用温柔的心。
In the Chinese translation, it talks about a heart of gentleness.
在原文是温柔的灵。
In the original text, it refers to a spirit of gentleness.
这个灵不是指的圣灵说的。
This spirit is not referring to the Holy Spirit.
这个灵是指着我们人的灵说的。
This spirit is referring to the human spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在身体的交通里面，我们的灵非常的紧要。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that our spirit is very important in this fellowship in the body.
如果我是一个封闭的灵，
If we have a closed spirit,
没有办法交通。
There's no way you can have fellowship.
如果我是一个不信任的灵，
If I have a distrusting spirit,
我对我的弟兄对我的姊妹我没有信任。
If I do not trust my brother or my sister,
你发现没有交通。
You realize there is no fellowship.
如果我这个灵不诚实，你发现这个里也没有交通。
If you notice that I have a spirit of dishonesty, there can be no fellowship.
在这里
，fully illustrates a spirit of gentleness.
温柔总是和谦卑连在一起。
Gentleness is always linked to humility.
弟兄姊妹，谦卑的灵是头一个身体交通的原则。
The first principle by which we can have fellowship in the body of Christ is to have a spirit of humility.
骄傲总是破坏这个交通。
Pride always destroys this fellowship.
哪里有骄傲，哪里就没有办法有真实的身体的交通。
Wherever pride is, there can be no true fellowship in the body of Christ.
这里说你们属灵的人。
Here it talks about you who are spiritual.
谁是属灵的人？
Who is a spiritual person?
属灵的人总是有一个谦卑顺服的灵。
A spiritual person always has a spirit of humility and obedience.
他说当自己小心。
It also says that each one looking to yourself.
恐怕也被引诱。
Lest you too be tempted.
被什么引诱呢？
Tempted by what?
是不是被弟兄所这个软弱的同样的事情引诱呢？
Is it tempted by the same trespass?
也许是这样。
Perhaps so.
但是有一件事情是常常引诱我们的。
But there's one thing that is constantly tempting us.
就是那个骄傲的灵。
Which is the spirit of pride.
弟兄姊妹，这个骄傲的灵常常在人的在教会的里面破坏彼此之间的交通。
Brothers and sisters, this spirit of pride constantly destroys and ruins the fellowship in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，如果我们在交通的时候
，Brothers and sisters, think about it. When we're having fellowship,
在交通的时候，有一个人他是一个骄傲的灵
，and one person comes in with a spirit of pride.
我只能够教导你，而你所讲的，我连一刻的功夫都没有时间听的。
I can only teach you, and I have no time to listen to you.
我把我要交通的都讲完了。
I fellowship with you all that I want to say.
然后我就走了。
Then I leave.
你们好好祷告吧。
You pray on your own.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里没有交通。
Brothers and sisters, you see there is no fellowship.
哪里有骄傲的灵进来
？Wherever the spirit of pride comes in.
哪里就没有交通
？There no fellowship can take place.
在家里面岂不是也是这样吗
？Isn't it so in our family life?
你发现在夫妻在那里交通的时候，什么时候那个
husband and wife
我怎么会是这样呢？
I'm not like this.
我做的这么多的事情。
I've done so much.
你怎么可以这样来说我呢
？How can you rebuke me in this manner?
你说这种思想一进来，马上那个交通就断掉了。
When this thought comes into you, the fellowship is severed.
所以在基督身体里面，那个交通的头一个重要的原则就是那个温柔的灵。
So the first principle by which we have fellowship in the body of Christ is to have the spirit of gentleness.
就是谦卑。
Which is humility.
谦卑是头一个原则。
Humility is the first principle.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是实在太紧要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so significant.
后面他告诉我们。
Later on, it tells us.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，因如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ.
在身体里面交通的第二个重要的原则就是爱。
The second principle by which we have fellowship in the body of Christ is love.
这里说完全了基督的律法。
Here it talks about fulfilling the law of Christ.
基督的律法就是爱的律法。
The law of Christ is the law of love.
每个人都愿意担当别人的重担。
Everyone is willing to bear another's burden.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候出现了误会。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes misunderstanding occurs.
我们要如果去讲理由的话
，If we want to reason with one another,
如果我们引用圣经来讲道的话
，If we quote the scripture to preach,
你就发现我们越讲，我们就越是这个彼此分开。
So the more we talk, the more separated we are.
我们越讲的觉得自己有道理，我们你就发现这个交通就好像就越被隔绝。
The more we reason, the more think that we our position is justified, the more the fellowship is cut off.
弟兄姊妹，爱是最妙的道。
Brothers and sisters, love is the most excellent way.
它能够消除一切的误会。
Love can dissolve all misunderstanding.
弟兄姊妹，活在爱里面。
Brothers and sisters, live in love.
你知道夫妻两个中间有误会的时候
You know that if there's misunderstanding between husband and wife,
不是讲道理的时候
It is not the time to reason.
不是读以弗所书第五章的时候
It is not the time to mention chapter 5 of Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候是爱的时候
That is the time for love.
弟兄姊妹，你去好好爱你的配偶
Brothers and sisters, love your spouse.
你发现那个误会就没了。
Then the misunderstanding disappears.
你就发现那个本来的拦阻就给去掉了。
Then you realize the hindrances originally there are gone.
弟兄姊妹，就是你的仇敌。
Brothers and sisters, even your enemy.
有的时候，其实我们在神的家中不应该有仇敌的。
In the household of God, we should not have enemies.
但有的时候，我们觉得他是我的仇敌。
Sometimes we feel that this person is my enemy.
就是你的仇敌，他的这个伤口被压住了。
Even if the animal of your enemy has been pressed upon,
你从那过的时候，你不能够假装看不见。
When you pass by that animal, you cannot pretend that you don't see.
你要过去帮他把他抬起来。
You need to lift up the animal of your enemy.
这好像是律法的规条。
This is as if this is the law.
但是这实在是神给我们交通的秘诀。
But this is indeed the secret by which we have fellowship.
从前你跟他是做仇敌的。
Previously, you were enemies.
今天你把他的重担抬了一下。
Today, you've lifted up a little bit his burden.
你发现神在你们中间有一个交通的路。
Then you see that there's a way for God to have fellowship between you.
弟兄姊妹，爱是身体交通的第二个非常重要的原则。
So, brothers and sisters, love is the second important principle by which we have fellowship in the body of Christ.
他后面告诉我们说，你们人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
Verse 3, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine in his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another.
这里告诉我们在身体里交通的第三个原则。
Here it tells us the third principle by which we have fellowship in the body.
就是要检查一下，查验一下自己。
Which is to examine ourselves.
要把自己带到光中。
We need to bring ourselves to light.
弟兄姊妹，这个交通它不是仅仅是人跟人之间的交通。
Because this fellowship is not merely between men.
这个交通乃是父与子的交通。
This fellowship is the fellowship between father and son.
是神里面的那个交通。
This is the fellowship in God.
神是光。
God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
There is no darkness in him.
如果我们在光中行。
If we walk in light.
如同神在光明中。
It is as if we're in light.
我们就彼此相交。
Then we can have fellowship.
神儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sins.
弟兄姊妹，光是交通的第三个非常重要的原则。
Light is another very important principle by which we have fellowship.
在黑暗里面是没有办法交通的。
We cannot have fellowship in darkness.
你知道基督的身体是何等的奇妙呢？
You know how wondrous this body of Christ is.
有的时候我觉得我已经很属灵了。
Sometimes I feel that I'm very spiritual.
我觉得我已经可以亲近主，已经好像满了骨髓肥油了。
Sometimes I feel that I'm so spiritual to draw near him draw near to him and I can taste of his fatness.
那这个真的是觉着自己真是满了属灵的丰富。
And I feel that I have such a spiritual abundance.
可是一把我摆到基督的身体里面。
But the moment you put me in the body of Christ.
原来以为自己是的。
I think that I used to think that I'm something.
你就发现你什么都不是。
Then you realize you're nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的活在爱中吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we truly living in love?
我们真的活在圣灵里面吗？
Are we truly living in the Holy Spirit?
摆在基督身体里面，一测验就测出来了。
The moment they put you in the body of Christ, you can be tested.
弟兄姊妹，就别说在和信主的人中间。
Forget about being in the midst of the believers.
朋友们来了，你就一测就把我们测出来了。
Even if a gospel friend shows up, we're tested and it reveals what we are.
这从前呢，我们中间来的新同学哈，因为他们没有车，所以他们来了以后走不了的。
Previously, when we had gospel friends, because they don't have cars, they didn't have cars, so they once they arrived, they couldn't leave.
他们直到差不多到了一年以后，他们开始买车了。有的时候他们吃完饭就悄悄的就走掉了。
And so after a year, they would own a car. And so after the love feast, they would leave in secret.
我们以为我们学功课了。
We thought we had learned our lesson.
我们觉得说他们来吃饭很好，我们真的请他们好好吃饭。
So we think that it is good that they come only to partake in dinner.
可是你说现在的新生，他们刚来就有车了。
But you know these new students today, the minute they arrive in the U.S., they have a car.
他们这个刚来，他们就这个。好像过一会儿就不见人了。
So they show up for a little while and then they disappear totally.
你知道有的时候我们就开始我们心里就七上八下了。
Then you realize you have murmuring in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们需要测验一下。
A lot of times we need to be tested.
我们真的享受自由了吗？
Do we truly enjoy this freedom?
我们的血气肉体真的摆在十字架上了吗？
Is our flesh and passions and desires all on the cross?
是不是现在活着的还是我呢？
Is it true that it is still I who live?
还是现在活着的不再是我？
Or is it is no longer I who live?
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
我们可以这样的祷告，我们可以这样的夸口。
We can pray and boast in this manner.
弟兄姊妹，摆在基督的身体里面，一测就测出来了。
Once we're put in the body of Christ, we can be tested and reveal what we are.
这里有一个软弱的弟兄。
Here there's a brother in weakness.
我们还能不能像从前一样爱他？
Can we still love him as we loved him previously?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我非常的失败。
Brothers and sisters, I think that I'm a great failure.
什么？好多次神这样一测就把我测出来了。
A lot of times I'm tested and it reveals what I truly am.
自己以为有。
I think I'm something.
这是自欺。
This is a self-deceit.
因为本来没有。
Because I have nothing.
弟兄姊妹。
Sister,
我们需要被带到光中。
We need to be led into light.
不在光的里面，没有办法在身体里面有自由的交通。
Without light, we cannot have fellowship in the body in freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这些原则是何等的宝贵呢
？Brothers and sisters, these principles are so important.
谦卑。
Humility.
爱。
Love.
光。
Light.
而且他后面告诉我们，因为个人。必担当自己的担子。
Later on in verse 5, it talks about, for each one shall bear his own load.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这不是和前面有点好像相反吗？
Isn't this contrary to the earlier verse?
这不是刚刚讲过，个人要这个，你们要个人的重担要互相担当吗？
Doesn't it say earlier to bear one another's burdens?
这里面怎么又说个人必担当自己的担子呢？
How come it says here again that for each one shall bear his own load?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这在讲到这个身体。
Brothers and sisters, here it talks about the body.
你发现在身体里面每一个肢体哈，当有了重担的时候，它都会互相担当。
You realize that in a body, when a member has a burden, each member will all share with it.
你说现在的这个，我不知道为什么这个小朋友上了中学以后，他的书包就大了很多。
I don't know why that my kids, when they're in a middle school, their school bags became much better.
哎呦，我看他这个腰都弯下去了。
And she is my child is stooping.
他从前只是一个手在那里担的。
Earlier she only would bear her
school bag with one hand. 现在我看到每次都两个手在那里去担呢。
Nowadays, she has to use both hands to bear her school bag.
你就看见说，在身体里面就是这样，就是彼此担当重担。
You see that in the body, you bear one another's burden.
但是每个肢体因着从主那里领受了恩赐。
But because every member has received grace from the Lord,
每个肢体需要向主来负责。
And so each member has to be responsible to the Lord.
需要对这一个主所赐给我们的忠心。
And to what the Lord has given you, you have to be faithful.
你发现一个不忠心的肢体。
You notice that if there's an unfaithful member of the body,
一个麻木的肢体。
Or there's a body that is numb.
一个已经没有感觉的肢体。
Or a body that lacks spiritual sense.
你就发现在那里就没有交通。
Then you realize there is no fellowship.
神不盼望我们做一个没有感觉的肢体。
God doesn't want us to be a member that lacks spiritual sense.
让我们做一个麻木的肢体。
He does not want us to be a member in numbness.
神让我们做一个有感觉的肢体。
God wants us to have a spiritual sense.
感觉到这个见证的分量。
So we can feel the sense of this testimony.
我们看见那个约柜在那里往前行走的时候。
As we see the ark being brought forth.
那里刚抬约柜的每一个祭司都感觉到那个约柜的重量。
All the priests that is bearing the ark could feel the weight of the ark.
互相的担当那个重量。
Yes, they are bearing each other's burden.
但是每一个人都必须对基督的见证有这样的一个责任。
But everyone has this responsibility toward the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个麻木的肢体，一个没有感觉的肢体，就和整个的身体实际上就失去了那个交通。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that if a member is numb or does not have the spiritual sense, it does not have fellowship with the body.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们在交通里面，你发现大家对一件事情的看法、感觉差得非常的遥远。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that sometimes regarding to a particular matter, our views and difference are very different.
当然很多时候是因着我们生命的度量的问题。
Sometimes it depends on the depth of our life.
还有很多的时候是因着我们对于整个身体的见证完全没有感觉。
But partly, a lot of times, it's also because we have no spiritual sense as to this weight of the testimony.
我们没有把主的事放在我们的心上。
We do not put the Lord's matters onto our own heart.
我们整天想的是奔自己天花板的房屋。
Every day, we think about living under paneled houses.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们关心神的家。
Brothers and sisters, if we have a zeal for the house of God.
我们里面有一点点责任的感觉。
We would have a little sense of responsibility.
很多的交通你都能进入的。
So you can enter into a lot of fellowship.
就是听到的时候你都能够进入的。
Even if you're listening to a sermon, you can enter into fellowship.
如果我对于基督的见证一点都不关心。
If I care nothing about the testimony of Christ.
我只关心我自己天花板的房屋。
And I only care about living under paneled houses.
弟兄姊妹，无论上面怎么样的交通。
No matter what kind of fellowship is presented before you.
弟兄姊妹，发现我们没有办法进入这样的交通。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot enter into that fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见我们需要有一个责任的感觉。
Versus, here we see that we have to have a sense of responsibility.
向主所托付给我们，我们要忠心。
We have to be faithful by which the Lord has entrusted us.
如果我们不够忠心的话
，If we're not faithful enough,
许多的交通我们都没办法进入。
We cannot enter into a lot of fellowship.
因为这个身体的交通乃是为了主耶稣基督的见证。
Because this fellowship of the body is for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要向主所托付给我们，我们要忠心。
We need to be faithful to what the Lord has entrusted us.
你发现我们越是愿意向着主忠心，我们就越能够被带进这个交通的里面。
You see that the more faithful you are toward the testimony of Christ, the more you are being able to be carried into the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这些原则实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, these principles are indeed so precious.
谦卑的原则。
The principle of humility.
爱的原则。
The principle of love.
光的原则。
The principle of light.
忠心。
Being faithful.
它后面第六节到第十节很特别。
Then later on between verse 6 and 10 it is very unique.
他告诉我们在身体里的交通哈是撒种。
It tells us that the fellowship in the body of Christ is like sowing.
所以不光是说我现在是在我的血气肉体里面交通还是在圣灵里交通我当时的得着或当时的一点感觉。
So, it's not just a matter of when you are fellowshipping in flesh and in passions, what you feel at the time.
那个交通是撒种。
That fellowship is like sowing.
所以那个后果是很严重的。
So the outcome can be huge.
那当然我这里大发肉体，当然我里面就好像这个死掉一样，因为你体贴肉体就是死亡嘛。
Because if you're mindful to the flesh, of course you're dead inside.
但是这不光是这样而已啊。
But it is not only so.
不仅仅是我自己里面摸着死亡而已。
Not only do I touch death within myself.
这还是个撒种啊。
This is also a sowing of the seed.
还要结出死亡的果子来的。
It will also bear fruit of death.
弟兄姊妹太可怕了。
Brothers and sisters, this is horrible.
你有没有发现在基督的身体里面有的时候我们没有活在圣灵的里面。
Do you notice that sometimes when we're in the body of Christ, we do not live in the Holy Spirit?
我们在肉体里面撒种了。
So we're sowing in our flesh.
多少的混乱产生出来。
So much chaos.
多少的败坏产生出来。
So much corruption results.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，我们在交通这件事上实在是要顺着圣灵来撒种。
So in the matter of fellowship, we have to sow to the Holy Spirit.
顺着圣灵撒种，就从圣灵收那个生命。
So if you fellowship and sow to the Spirit, you will reap life.
顺着肉体撒种，就从肉体收败坏。
If you sow to your flesh, you will reap corruption.
如果我在这里所撒的是是非。
If you are sowing rumors and gossips,
弟兄姊妹，这对基督身体合一的见证破坏力是何等的强呢？
This is a real huge destruction to the fellowship in the body of Christ.
这些是是非非的言语不是仅仅影响一时啊。
All these rumors and gossips are not just in
influencing
one time. These rumors and gossips can affect a long time.
可以让弟兄跟弟兄之间好像有中间隔断的墙。
So that there's a wall that will be built up between brother and brother.
甚至有了这个坚寨的门栓一样，怎么也打不开的。
It's as if it's locked up very securely, and you can't open the door again.
哦，弟兄姊妹，顺着肉体撒种是何等可怕的一件事呢
？So it is such a horrible, despicable thing to sow to your own spirit.
所以在我们在学习进入的身体的交通里面我们真的求主来保守我们
So as we learn to enter into the fellowship of the body may the Lord keep us
不能够在肉体里面撒种
So we cannot sow to our own flesh
要顺着圣灵来撒种
So we need to sow according to the spirit
弟兄姊妹这里面特别说到一件事就是说你那个交通的对象很重要
It also is very important that we notice who the audience of our fellowship is
可能同样的话
It may be the same identical words.
你跟这个弟兄交通，就是顺着圣灵在撒种。
But if you utter those words to this brother, you are sowing to the Holy Spirit.
因为他听到这个交通以后，他就迫切到神面前去祷告了。
Because after he hears these words, he earnestly prayed before the Lord.
你看这个难处就被主带过去了。
And the Lord has carried over this difficulty
for him. 你发现这个交通就通畅了。
And then the fellowship will have no hindrance.
大家就自由地在基督里交通了。
And then everybody has fellowship and freedom.
但如果同样的话语。
However, if you utter the same words,
换了一个人交通
and you say it to somebody else,
他把这个话传出去了
and he spreads these same words,
他没有祷告
and he does not pray.
你说传出去还如果照着原样传还好一点
If he says your words verbatim, that's good.
你知道传话我觉得几乎难得就是原样传出去的
But when you spread rumors, you never ever speak verbatim.
这个传出去的总是这个加点什么减点什么
You always add something.Or subtract something.
而且那个感觉一定是不对的。
And also the sense is always different.
弟兄姊妹，那个对象是非常重要的。
So the audience to the fellowship is very important.
有的弟兄姊妹，我有感觉。
Some brother would say, "I have the spiritual sense." I'm going to speak honesty.
你在爱中说诚实话非常的好。
It is very good to speak honestly in love.
但是在基督身体里面，你看那个交通特别讲究那个对象。
But however, in the body of Christ, with regard to fellowship, the audience is very important.
不能够找着一个你就这么就爱心说诚实话了。
You can't just find anyone and then say the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见那个对象是非常非常重要的。
So here it shows us how important the audience of this fellowship is.
有一个弟兄他曾经做见证。
There's a brother who said this testimony to me before.
他那个时候做学生。
He was a student. back then.
但是他里面对主非常渴慕。
But he had this longing for the Lord.
他盼望能够去这个西安特会。
So he truly desired to go to West Coast Conference.
可是他这个奖学金实在是很有限。
But his scholarship funds were limited.
那么生活上是应该没问题了。
So his funds are enough to have been given the leading.
他那个时候信心也很软弱。
And his faith was weak at the time.
他做见证的时候说如果要现在的话那我可能就不管什么我就去了。
If it were now, I would just disregard anything. I would just go to the West Coast Conference.
那个时候他是信心很小的。
However, his faith was small at the time.
去的话要花很多钱啊。
But because it costs so much to go to the West Coast.
要付很大的代价。
And I have to pay a heavy price.
他就跟主祷告。
So he prayed to the Lord.
求主给他能够开路。
So he wanted the Lord to open a way for him.
那么主真的给他开路。
And the door really opened a way for him.
他说不知道是从前就不知道他是做了什么事情了。那么航空公司给他寄来一张免费机票。
And no matter he did something before, and the airline gave him a free voucher.
哎呀，他非常感谢主。
So he truly thanked the Lord.
但是他说，你光有机票，那还得吃饭呢。
Then he said to the Lord, "Well, yes, now I have a free ticket, but I still need room and board."
所以他说他就在那里等候。
So he said he waited.
这个我那个时候就问他，你有没有报名啊
？So I asked him, "Did you register?"
啊，听说你要去啊。
So I said, "I heard you're going."
你怎么不报名呢
？Why don't you register?
他说哎，反正有点事情，他不告诉我。
And he wouldn't tell me. He said, "There's something going on."
实际上他在等候。他说，主啊，你要是能够给我开路就好了。
And actually, he was waiting if the Lord opened the way for him or not.
那么他做见证的时候，他说有一天不知道怎么回事，就有一个奉献包给他。
And then he made the testimony that one day, out of the blue, there was a packet of offering to him.
那么是这个一张 cash.
It's in cash.
哎呀，他拿到那个奉献包的时候，他在神的面前就承认自己的软弱。
So when he received this packet of offering, he admitted to God before God his weakness.
啊，他说：“哎呀，我真的是小信的人呐。”
He said, "I'm truly a man of little faith."
那次他欢欢喜喜的聚会去了。
So that time he left with great joy.
当他在那做见证的时候
，when he was making this testimony,
我听了，我觉得这个交通真的太美了。
So I think that this fellowship is indeed so sweet.
有弟兄姊妹在为他祷告。
Their brothers and sisters praying for him.
圣灵就在这里面，在基督的身体里面有一个交通。
So in the Holy Spirit, there's a fellowship in the body of Christ.
让这一个肢体在神的面前蒙了很大的恩典。
So this particular member in the body of Christ has gained great glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习在圣灵里面来撒种。
So brothers and sisters, we have to learn to sow to the Holy Spirit.
你发现在基督的身体里面，就是越交通越丰富的。
So you realize if you have fellowship in the body of Christ, the more you fellowship, the more abundance there is.
弟兄姊妹，在基督身体里的交通不是越交通越枯干的。
If you have fellowship in the body of Christ, it is not that the more you fellowship, the more dryness there is.
如果我们真的被带进这样的交通的里面
，If we have been truly ushered into this fellowship,
如果我们经历神那个极大的怜悯的时候
，If we experience this great mercy from God,
你就发现弟兄姊妹。就常常盼望着有特会。
Then you see the brothers long for special conferences.
我们读西番雅书的时候，你就发现当神的那般百姓蒙神的怜悯的时候。
When you read the book of Zephaniah, when the people of God has gotten mercy from God,
他们因无大会而愁烦。
They mourn because there lacks great congregation.
他们也等候长周末的。
They're also waiting for long weekends.
他们等候长周末不是攒着假日出去玩的。
But they're not waiting for long weekends to go
out to play. 这一般神的儿女，他们等着长周末是盼望能够和弟兄姊妹好好的交通啊。
These people want to wait for a long weekend to have great fellowship with brothers and sisters.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们被带进这样身体的交通
，Brothers and sisters, if we can be ushered into this type of fellowship,
你就发现有长周末的人最多了。
So you see that there are a lot of people with long weekends.
大家都觉得这是我们该聚会的时候了。
And people all feel that this is the time we need to meet together.
但如果基督的身体的交通受到了拦阻
，But if the fellowship in the body of Christ has been hindered,
甚至这个肉体在那里撒种了
，And to the point that people are sowing to their own flesh,
你就发现，在有这样的机会的时候，大家想说，那我们就干脆度假好了。
Then you notice that whenever there's long weekend, people say, "Let's go out of town and have a trip."
弟兄姊妹在基督身体里交通是非常丰富的。
Brothers and sisters, the fellowship in the body of Christ is very abundant.
因为这是撒种啊。
Because this is sowing of the seed.
这个顺着圣灵撒种的，就从圣灵收很多。
Because if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap much.
然后再撒种，收的就更多呀。
And you sow more to the Spirit,
you reap more. 在基督身体里交通是越交通越丰富。
The more you have fellowship in the body of Christ, the
more you have abundance. 是充满了生命的。
And it is full of life.
弟兄姊妹，那是我们最向往的。
That is something we truly long for.
那是真是基督身体的合一的见证显明出来。
That is the manifestation of the testimony of the unity.
这是福音的目的。
This is the purpose of the gospel.
那是真正的自由。
This is true freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这实在太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so glorious.
当我们知道这些的原则虽然非常的宝贵。
Well, we know that even though these principles are very precious,
但是有的时候我们真的是好像有时候没有办法进入这样的原则。
A lot of times we feel that、like、we cannot enter into this, these principles.
有拦阻。
There are hindrances.
他后面就告诉我们那些拦阻是什么。
Later on, it talks about、what these hindrances are.
从十一节后面，他告诉我们那个最大的拦阻就是这个世界给我们的影响。
From verse 12, it talks about the influences of the world.
这个世界的灵有的时候进到了神的儿女们中间。
The spirit of the world enters into the children of God.
这个世界的灵是什么呢？
What is the spirit of the world?
在这里面他说这个这些这个他说他们这个希图外貌体面。
It talks about here those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh.
这个英文呢非常好，就是做秀，就是表现自己。
So it's like making a good showing.
就是所谓的面子工程。
So this is a superficial engineering.
要得人的称赞。
You want to gain people's praises.
假大空就是都是虚假，都是伟大，但是都是很空的。
And you focus on something that is outside and big and false.
这世界骄傲的灵在那里，进入到这个神儿女的交通的里面。
The spirit of pride of this world enters into the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这些世界的影响就拦阻我们。进到这些交通的原则里面。
Brothers and sisters, these influences from the world hinders us from entering into the fellowship in the body of Christ.
人不要十字架。
Men do not want the cross.
人喜欢人的智慧。
Men want men's wisdom.
人的聪明。
Men's cleverness.
人的办法。
Men's methodology.
有些办法可以让你很快就属灵的。
Some methodology can lead to spirituality very quickly.
我记得我在这个那个时候我还是这个刚刚得救的时候。
I remember when I was first saved by grace.
那个时候这个我还在另外一个聚会在那里聚会。
I was meeting with a different assembly at the time.
我问年长的弟兄。
So I asked the elder brothers.
我们怎么知道我们这么属灵啊？
How do I know that we're spiritual?
因为我们被告诉说我们是最属灵的。
Because we've been told we're the most spiritual.
我们在这里聚会那就是最属灵的。
If you meet here, you're the most spiritual.
那我说我怎么知道我这么属灵呢？
So I ask, how would I know I'm so spiritual?
你这样讲来讲去，我也觉得我自己很属灵了。
You talk about being spiritual, and I feel like I'm spiritual.
我怎么知道我们很属灵呢？
But how do I know for sure that I'm spiritual?
就有一件事你可以看一下。
And he said, there's one thing you can notice.
你到外面聚会去看一看。
You go to the other assemblies.
你看他们的房顶是尖的还是平的。
You see whether their ceiling is pointed or flat.
如果是尖房顶。
If the ceiling is pointed.
那就不够属灵。
Then it's not spiritual.
如果是平的房顶。
If the building has a flat ceiling.
那就差不多了。
Then is about the.
因为我们那个时候聚会是平的房间。
Because we were meeting in a building with flat ceiling at the time.
你知道这种思想进到我里面，这个好多年害我了。
You see, this thinking has come into me and it has hurt me.
就是后来主带我到当过聚会，我就觉着能不能把那个尖顶把它弄平了。
Later on, the Lord led me to the Dumble Fellowship, and I was thinking, could I move, change the ceiling so that it's pointed?
如果把当过那个尖房顶弄平了，像咱们 White Office 一样。
So that if the ceiling of the Dumble Fellowship is flat like the ceiling,
那我们就属灵了。
Then we are spiritual.
至少属灵一块呀。
Then we are spiritual.
那就长进了很多。
Then we have grown a little.
弟兄姊妹，受割礼不受割礼都全无功效啊。
Brothers and sisters, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything.
这些都无关紧要啊。
These are not of importance.
要紧的是做新造的人呢。
The most important is to be of a new creation.
基督有没有显明出来。
To see if Christ is being manifested. 到底
聚会里有没有主的同在？
Whether we do have the presence of the Lord or not. 弟兄姊妹，
人都以这些为夸口。
Men use these things to boast.
我们聚会是平房顶，所以大部分弟兄都是属灵的。
Because we meet in a building with flat ceilings, therefore most of the brothers are spiritual.
真不好意思，我现在还在尖房顶里聚会，那真是抬不起头来。
I have to meet under a ceiling with pointed ceilings, and therefore I can't lift my head up.
弟兄姊妹，受割礼不受割礼算得什么呢？
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything.
这都是世界的东西。
These are all things of the world.
世界总是让我们在那里，这个看重这些外表的东西。
The world wants to lure us to look at the outward things.
让我们抓住这些事情。
So that we can grasp these things.
所以前面的弟兄告诉我们说，事情总是叫我们分开的。
So older brothers have always told us that things, matters, are always separating us.
基督是叫我们合的。
But Christ will unite us.
我们看重的是什么呢？
What do we put our emphasis on?
有人说这个受割礼那是非常属灵的。
Some people would say, if you have circumcision, you're spiritual.
那还有人说我们不受割礼那才属灵的。
So the other people would say, we have no circumcision, then we're even more spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗告诉他们说，受割礼不受割礼都算不得什么。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul tells us here that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything.
弟兄姊妹，在我们心目中，你觉得哪一件事，在主以外的哪一件事是算得什么？
Outside of the Lord, what else is there means anything in your heart?
弟兄，这些事情只能够让我们分开。
All these things can only separate us.
只能够破坏基督身体里的交通。
It can only destroy the fellowship in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，只有新造的人才算得数。
Brothers and sisters, only a new creation is anything.
弟兄姊妹，只有基督让我们合。
Only Christ can unite us.
那么这些世界的影响如果进到了基督的身体的里面，
If these influences of the world enters into the body of Christ,
你就发现我们常常受搅扰。
We are constantly being disturbed.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们有没有觉得受搅扰。
I don't know if you have ever felt disturbed.
这个我们这个迎新的时候，我们就练诗歌。
Because we have orientation, so we have prepared a choir with
hymns. 我们这个练诗歌的这个弟兄姊妹都是读差不多这些博士啊、硕士的这些学生。
Because all the members of our choir are master candidates or PhD candidates.
他们有的这个声音都唱不出来的。
Some of them cannot even sing.
但是主的爱激励他们愿意去。
But the love of God, of the Lord spurs them on. They want to practice.
但你发现有一个很大的难处。
But you see, there's a big difficulty.
就是他们离谁近了，他们就受谁影响。
So whoever they stand next to when they sing, they will be influenced by the person.
我们是四声部，我们四声部。
We have four parts.
我离这边近，我就跟这边唱。
If I'm close to the soprano, I will sing like a soprano.
声音大一点，我就跟着这边就跑调了。
If the alto has a larger voice, I will follow with the alto.
所以我都忘记我是哪一个声部了。
So I would forget which part I'm singing.
弟兄姊妹，我们离谁近，我们就受谁的影响。
Whoever we are with proximity with, then we are influenced by that person.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界离我们是不是太近了呢？
So brothers and sisters, is the world too close to us?
弟兄姊妹，我们离主是不是太远了呢？
Are we too far away from the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你离谁近就受谁的影响。
Whoever you're close to, you're influenced by that person.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要和这个世界完全的断绝。
Today we have to be totally separated from this world.
弟兄姊妹，有什么能够使基督教会这里面的这个交通的原则能够通行呢？
What can prosper the fellowship in the body of Christ?
只有十字架。
Only through the cross.
十字架除掉我们里面骄傲的灵。
The cross can cast away the spirit of pride within us.
十字架除掉这个世上的智慧。
The cross will cast away the wisdom of this world.
除掉人的聪明。
It will remove the cleverness of the men.
这世上的智慧人在哪里呢？
Where is the clever people of this world?
这世上的聪明人在哪里呢？
Where are the wise men in this world?
十字架是神的智慧，神的能力。
The cross is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，一切都是十字架带进来的。
Everything is ushered in by the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们要像使徒保罗这里说，我们没有别的可以夸口的。
We need to be like the Apostle Paul here, brothers and sisters, that we have nothing else to boast.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
But we only boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个十字架带给我们生命。
Brothers and sisters, this cross brings us life.
带给我们平安和谐。
This this cross also brings us a peace and harmony.
这个十字架让我们蒙怜悯。
This cross enables us to receive mercy.
让我们中间显出一种光景，是大家都盼望着进入到身体的交通的里面。
So we manifest this condition where every one of us want to be in the fellowship of the body of Christ.
十字架使我们这些从前的雅各变成了真以色列人。
This cross make Jacob into true Israel.
十字架使我们远离这个世界。
The cross will remove us far away from the world.
让圣灵把基督的形象刻在我们的身上。
So that through the Holy Spirit, the image of Christ can be imprinted on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前身上都带着世界的印记。
Brothers and sisters, earlier we all bear the brand marks of the world.
你看摩西那个时候，刚他刚刚到米甸旷野的时候，人家说那埃及人。
You see that when Moses first reached the Midian in the wilderness, people say, look, that Egyptian.
当神的圣灵十字架在他身上还没有开始做很多工作的时候，你发现人看见他的时候说是那埃及人。
You realize when the cross has not started too much work in the life of Moses, people said, look, that Egyptian.
弟兄姊妹，人今天看见我们是不是也指着我们说那埃及人呢？
When people see us today, do they look at us and say that Egyptian?
但是你看，当十字架的工作在这个器皿身上做的时候
，But you see when this cross started its work in this vessel.
他身上带着耶稣的印记。
So this member would have the brand marks of Jesus.
所以你知道后面圣经称摩西是神人。
Later on, the Bible calls Moses as the son of man of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前身上都是埃及的印记。
Brothers and sisters, earlier we all bore the brand marks of Egypt.
只有十字架让我们身上能够有耶稣的印记。
Only the cross enables us to have the brand marks of Jesus.
这是神福音的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose of the gospel of God.
你发现十字架使我们这个人的灵被对付了。
The cross deals with our spirit.
他说主耶稣基督的恩与你们的灵同在。
It says here, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们因着灵被主的十字架对付过了。
Because our spirit has been dealt with by the Holy Spirit.
我们说话行事都活在主的恩典里面。
We walk and talk in the grace of God.
好像哥罗西书第四章那里告诉我们说的，我们连说话的时候都带着和气，都带着恩典。
In Colossians, it talks about when we just say words, we carry harmony and peace.
你发现这岂不就带进身体的交通吗？
You see that this is ushering in the fellowship of the body.
弟兄姊妹，加拉太书的第六章非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 6 in the book of Galatians is very important.
它告诉我们在基督身体里面这些非常重要交通的原则。
It tells us very important principles by which we have fellowship in the body of Christ.
进入这些原则的道路就是主的十字架。
To enter into all these principles is the cross.
愿我们都伏在主十字架的底下。
May we all yield under the cross of the Lord Jesus.
让这些身体交通的原则可以实行在我们彼此的交通的当中。
So that all these principles for the fellowship of the body can be materialized.
好让这个交通越过越丰富。
So that the fellowship is more and more abundant.
越过越荣耀。
And it is more and more glorious.
越过越充满了主的同在。
And more it carries the presence of the Lord.
让这个福音的目的能够实现在我们的身上。
So that the purpose of gospel can be materialized in us.
我们可以在基督里面真正享受受自由
so that in Christ we can enjoy true freedom.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这实在是何等荣耀的福音。
This is such a glorious gospel.
实在是过于我们所求所想。
This is beyond what we can think and fathom.
感谢你把神的儿子启示在我们的里面。
We thank you that you have revealed your son in us.
你让神的儿子今天活在我们的心中。
And the son of God today lives in our hearts.
更是让神的儿子有一天成形在我们的里面。
And one day the son of God will be formed in us.
主啊，我们求主你借着圣灵把基督身体的实际启示给我们。
Lord, please reveal this body in us.
我们愿意接受十字架的对付。
We are willing to receive the dealings by the cross.
我们没有别的可以夸口。
There's nothing else by which we would
boast. 我们断不以别的夸口。
We would boast in nothing else.
我们只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
We only want to boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着十字架，世界已经 救我儿的世界已经钉在十字架上。
Because through this cross the world has been crucified to me.
救世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And I have been crucified to the cross through.
凡照此理而行的。
Anyone who walk by this rule.
凡是活在这十字架底下的。
Anyone who lives under the cross.
愿圣灵把耶稣的印记印在我们的身上。
May the Holy Spirit imprint the brand marks of Jesus on us.
让我们从此不再被人称作埃及人。
So that we are no longer considered Egyptians.
让我们成为新造的人。
That we can be of a new creation.
让你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you gain glory in us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.